Hachette Audio presents A Thousand Brains, A New Theory of Intelligence. Written by Jeff Hawkins, with a foreword by Richard Dawkins. Read by Jamie Rennell and Richard Dawkins. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of figures from the audio and suggested reading.
This is Richard Dawkins. I was honored to be invited to write the foreword to Jeff Hawkins' book, A Thousand Brains. Don't read this book at bedtime. Not that it's frightening, it won't give you nightmares, but it's so exhilarating, so stimulating, it'll turn your mind into a whirling maelstrom of excitingly provocative ideas. You'll want to rush out and tell someone rather than go to sleep. It is a victim of this maelstrom who writes the foreword, and I expect it'll show. Charles Darwin was unusual among scientists in having the means to work outside universities and without government research grants. Jeff Hawkins might not relish being called the Silicon Valley equivalent of a gentleman scientist, but, well, you get the parallel. Darwin's powerful idea was too revolutionary to catch on when expressed in a brief article, and the Darwin-Wallace joint papers of 1858 were all but ignored. As Darwin himself said, the idea needed to be expressed at book length, and sure enough, it was his great book that shook Victorian foundations a year later. Book-length treatment, too, is needed for Jeff Hawkins' Thousand Brains theory, and for his notion of frames of reference. The very act of thinking is a form of movement. Bullseye! These two ideas are each profound enough to fill a book. But that's not all Jeff Hawkins gives us. T.H. Huxley famously said on Closing on the Origin of Species, "How extremely stupid of me not to have thought of that." I'm not suggesting that brain scientists will necessarily say the same when they close this book. It is a book of many exciting ideas rather than one huge idea like Darwin's. Still, I suspect that not just T.H. Huxley, but his three brilliant grandsons would have loved it. Andrew, because he discovered how the nerve impulse works. Hodgkin and Huxley are the Watson and Crick of the nervous system. Aldous, because of his visionary and poetic voyages to the mind's furthest reaches. And Julian, because he wrote this poem, extolling the brain's capacity to construct a model of reality, a microcosm of the universe. The world of things entered your infant mind to populate that crystal cabinet. Within its walls...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?